Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 23rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to encourage you today with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, God's Will. And the scripture text is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3.
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
My pastor is preaching a series concerning the biblical standards of sexuality. He's tackled the subject with candor and forthrightness, and my, have I noticed an exceptional level of attentiveness from all ages in the congregation, while the very younger ages are in children's church. Yesterday's message was about chastity and was based on Paul's words to the Thessalonian believers. He defined chaste as being sexually pure in conduct and character.
He shared an interesting story illustrating the absence of moral standards. Mother Teresa was at Harvard to receive an honorary degree. When she rose to speak to the assembled graduates in Harvard Yard, many of whom had been aided by alcohol in their enjoyment of the ceremonies, she launched her speech with this, "Young people, there is nothing more important than for you to be chaste." The graduates sat for a moment in befuddled silence, unsure of what she was talking about. "You must be chaste. Your body is a temple," she continued. Some audience members brightened and said to one another, "Yeah, I want to be chaste. Sure, chase me all you want." Hoots and shouts accompanied the rest of Mother Teresa's speech. What a sad response.
The daily verse is a clear command from God's Word. It's amongst the clearest commands in the entire Bible. And this command is found abundantly throughout the Scriptures. Yet the world system screams at us to violate this command. This system diligently seeks to obscure the consequences of disobedience. Probably one of the most familiar phrases to the young people of our time is safe sex. They may not have the slightest notion on how to balance a checkbook, but they know the various methods of contraception. The system is no less relentless on adults, the scores of broken marriages, shipwrecked lives, confused children, and ruined ministries bear ample witness to this.
Earnest believers desire to do the will of God. At times, the will of God is difficult to determine, but in many other instances, God's will is abundantly clear. The Scriptures forthrightly declare, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified." Sanctified means to be set apart, holy.
The Scripture goes on to specify one area of how our sanctification is demonstrated, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Today, I encourage all podcast listeners to heed the Scriptures in this regard particularly. The attacks will continue as the old adversary continues his quest to steal and kill and destroy. Let us, armed with God's Spirit and Holy Word, resist him, standing firm in the faith.
Let's pray together. Father, I long for a pure heart that is undivided, completely devoted to you and your wise instruction. You warn us to resist the tempting lure of sexual immorality and to remain pure until marriage or fully committed to our spouse in marriage. It is in the sacred sanctity of marriage that we seek to bless our partner and do that which brings continual good and not lasting harm to the relationship established within a marital covenant. Help me in doing my part to build trust, respect, and interdependence with my partner. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It is a joy to share in ministry together. Our ministry, again, is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We prepared this message very early on a Monday morning. I've already had a run of errands with my Amish friend, and I have another call later this morning. So we're going to try to get this off in the middle point. I do have a number of additional resources on the website today. We encourage you to go to some music to listen to, some additional perspectives regarding moral purity, some photos. Well, take a look at our website again, www.dailyencouragement.net. If you're looking and listening to this podcast on the 23rd, it'll be right there on the main page. Otherwise, just use the previous message feature to move back to the message for Monday, April 23rd. May God bless each listener today. May you be faithful to the Lord and to your spouse, and be encouraged as you stand firm today.